From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The campaign is heating up, with both candidates crisscrossing the country in the final days before Election Day. With just 4 days to go until Tuesday's vote, Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton are focusing their campaigns on what are called battleground states. Speaking in New Hampshire Friday, Trump said Clinton's email server troubles make her unable to be president.
Hillary is now facing major problems with perjury. The FBI agents say their investigation is likely to yield, perhaps, an indictment.
Trump was referring to a Fox News report that said the FBI could indict Clinton even if she were elected. That story was later discredited, with the Fox reporter calling it a mistake and saying that there was no evidence for his conclusions. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, campaigned in Michigan and called on her supporters to continue working through next Tuesday.
When your children or grandchildren ask what you did in 2016, when everything was on the line, I want you to be able to say, I voted for a better, stronger, fairer America.
Trump is campaigning Friday night in Pennsylvania. Clinton has a stop in Ohio, where she'll be joined by hip-hop mogul Jay-Z and his wife, superstar Beyoncé. A new poll, meanwhile, found that a great majority of voters are disgusted with the two presidential hopefuls. A New York Times CBS News poll found that 80% of those surveyed said they felt the candidates' campaigns have left them repulsed. However, more than 36.5 million Americans have already voted early, according to the United States Election Project. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. The United States joined the United Nations and other countries, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom Friday, in expressing concern about Turkey's arrest of pro-Kurdish politicians and the throttling of the Internet. Following overnight raids, Turkish police detained a dozen parliamentary deputies of the pro-Kurdish People's Democratic Party, the country's third largest political organization. The incidents prompted Deputy Secretary of State Antony Blinken to speak to his Turkish counterpart to express concern, asking Ankara to reinforce the public's confidence in the rule of law. Hours after the roundup, a car bomb killed 9 people and wounded more than 100 others near a police station in the southeastern Turkish city of Diyarbakir, where some of the lawmakers were being held. That attack is blamed on suspected Kurdish PKK militants. Opposition fighters fired mortars Friday at a corridor set aside for rebels and residents to leave a besieged area of eastern Aleppo during a humanitarian pause. Russian and Syrian officials said 2 Russian soldiers and a Syrian journalist were injured during the pause, which was unilaterally announced by Moscow. Russia had called for a 10-hour ceasefire to allow rebels and civilians to leave the city. Heavy fighting erupted Friday between jihadists and Iraqi special forces in eastern Mosul as they continued their push deeper into the Islamic State stronghold. Backed by U.S.-led airstrikes, Iraqi special forces were met with fierce resistance when approaching the city's urban center from the east. That's despite widespread reports in recent weeks that Islamic State leaders had fled the eastern part of the city. Police and city officials in northern Paris on Friday moved hundreds of migrants from a camp that recently grew into a new challenge for the French government. Migrants boarded buses to temporary shelters for processing in an operation that began before dawn on Friday. Aid groups say between 2,000 and 3,000 migrants have been camped out in the area in recent weeks. The U.S. economy added 161,000 jobs in October in the last jobs report before next week's election. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate dropped to 4.9%. The October numbers fell short of those for the first 9 months of the year. On Wall Street, stocks took a tumble, with the S&P 500 dropping for its 9th straight day. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Nasdaq were also down. European and Asian markets closed lower. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.